your fellow human being smells like fresh peppers and onions? Really? Thalidomide. The first time I heard of that was in my undergraduate days in the debate club. I was given that as an on-the-spot speech presentation title. Like, I was so clueless. Hello, everyone. Hello, wherever you're listening from. So I'd like to announce that we have 29 countries on our listening list right now. Why does that sound weird? Listening list. Okay, so our 29th country is Australia. So welcome. We are happy to have you in our support system. Thank you for joining the heartfelt family and moving to Heartfeltville. So on our last episode, we were dealing with color bias. Today, we'll be dealing with more biases, and that's why we've titled today's episode Special Needs Those. So just hang in there, sit tight, and listen to all the biases and all the misconceptions that we want to break in your mind. Welcome once again. So I said that we're going to be dealing with so many biases and misconceptions that people have about certain conditions. Now, the last time we talked about color bias, that's albinism. And there are so many other conditions that receive stigma like this. We have vitiligo and Focomelia or Amelia or the Thalidomide syndrome. We'll be talking about it much later in this episode. So if you want to know more, just hang on there. Hang in there. Whatever the English is. Stay put till we get to the end of this episode. I don't know why English is failing me so much, but I think like Ebu Baby said on her podcast, the Ebu Talks podcast, if you're not listening to it, please go and listen to it. The vibe is just everything that you need for this your new year to be right. Yes, so Ebu Baby said she needs, one of our goals is to speak the right English this year, and I think I should put that on my bucket list. I'm not doing resolutions. I think it should be on my bucket list to speak better English this year. However, English is not my mother tongue, so pardon me if I don't speak it as well as you would want me to. So today we'll be taking a lot of reviews from the last episode. I want to see, we'd like to show you how far-reaching these doses are in the lives of people. So if you listen to Heartfelt Dose, and each Heartfelt Dose, the Heartfelt Doses podcast, and you don't learn anything, or you don't share it with your friends, your family, those that mean a lot to you, then I don't know another definition of wickedness, because you cannot say you love people and you don't want to share vital things like this with them. So not sharing Heartfelt Doses is like not going to pick your PVC when you're in Nigeria. Do you understand? Now, no jokes. Forget that I'm laughing. It's not funny. Okay? So please, as much as possible, subscribe. Put your notification bells on whatever platform you listen by. If it's on Spotify, if it's on Anchor, if it's on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, put your notification bells on so that you can always know when there are new episodes, and share these things with those that mean so much to you. Even if it's somebody that you don't like, share it with the person. You can be saving the person's life. And share, the good book says, love your enemies and pray for those that hate you. So back to today's discourse. Like I said, we'll be taking reviews from previous episodes. Now I'm going to be reading out messages from our social media platforms. So the first one is from Ebu Baby. Shout out to Ebu Baby. Whenever you listen, please let us know that you've listened and that you received our love. So she said, I'm listening to the latest episode on albinism, and I must say it was an eye-opener, especially hearing from someone else's perspective. The opinions of people can be pretty crazy. Seeing life from another person's POV is very interesting, to say the least. Can't believe people think like this. I can't believe it too, dear Ebon Baby, but it is what it is. So we asked a question on our community on Anchor and Spotify. What would be your reaction the first time you see an albino? And somebody, Osinachije, who said, my first reaction would be to shift back first and observe. So I paraphrase that. Paraphrase both the question and the answer. But that is usually the reaction that most people have. Lie in your mind of minds. You know that you're one of those people. Should I call names? But then that's by the way. Let's continue to other reactions. We have one from an anonymous person. It says, someone sent in a review and said that a friend of hers constantly says that albinos smell like fresh pepper and onions. Really? How would you even say that your fellow human being smells like fresh pepper and onions? Is that even fair? How would you feel if somebody said that to you? So, Jenny says, today's podcast, that was as I when she listened, today's podcast, do well to listen. Ndi albino are really going through a lot. So for those that don't understand what Ndi means, it means people. So Ndi albino, people living with albinism, or albino people, anyhow that you want to translate it. But yes, that's what it means. She says she was able to relate with all that they are going through. Okay. So we are going to go on to the next review, but before then, just chill, relax, grab you something to cool your mind with. If it's a fruit drink, freshly squeezed fruit juice is more preferable. Something to just chill with, grab it and sit down. If it's tiger nuts that you want to snack on, or something really fresh and nice, grab it and sit down and enjoy the rest of the show. It's still your favorite host, Lily Chamaka. So the next person on our list is Mr. Okeke. Mr. Okeke actually did a long post on Facebook about this particular episode, and it was really educative and insightful reading that. However, I'll just be reading an abridged version. He said, I was one of the people who stigmatized people who had albinism. I remember in my primary school, I had this lady, Uloma, and her brother, Obioma. They were victims of stigmatization by almost everyone, and I was the head of them. She ringleader. As I listened to the lady speak, I was just seeing my folly, and I felt how my actions would have affected those two then. So as he listened to Kate speak, he saw the effect of his actions on those two then. It was really bad of me, and I was acting out a script written by my society against a group of people. Now that part actually caught me, and I'm like, really? So in the end, most of
most times life is about playing out a script, but you need to ask yourself, what role am I playing in the movie of life? Am I the villain or the victim? So, or am I the hero even? So you could choose your role. Really, you could really choose your role. It's not like the School of Good and Evil. Who has seen that movie on Netflix? Where you can be sent to the wrong school, like the two girls that were the main actresses. It's not like that School of Good and Evil. You can actually choose the role that you play in the lives of other people. Okay, so I've come to a very emotional part of this episode, and somebody actually cried when she listened to the last episode of the podcast. But then this story I'm about to share might get you teary-eyed, so get your hanky or your tissue or Kleenex, whatever it is you'd like to blow your nose and wipe your eyes with. So this is a true life story from a listener. And he sent this and he said, "Good morning. I would have sent a VN, but I don't want my emotions to show in my voice as I narrate the whole thing. Well, I've been in search of a love relationship for years now. So there's this lady I met. We were progressing for a few weeks, getting along and trying to know each other. This lady came. When she asked if I know what..." He actually called it cocomelia, but it's focomelia. P-H-O-C-O-M-E-L-I-A. It's focomelia or Amelia. Not Amelia the name. Amelia. A-M-E-L-I-A. So this day came when she asked if I know what focomelia is. She said I should check the meaning out. After some time, she said it had to do with genetic stuff. Truthfully, she was trying to mold her words so I won't probably misunderstand her. She said, I want to have healthy kids. Automatically, I understood what she meant. She asked me some other questions in relation to my nature. I told her that when we meet, we'd talk about them. We met. She said that stuff again. Maybe she was afraid if she would ever have kids, or maybe if we'd have healthy kids when we marry. She had doubts because of my nature. She had doubts because of my fingers. She had doubts if she could be satisfied. I could read it in all she said. I tried not to let her know how hurt I was. Even in my facial expressions. But I enlightened her more, letting her know that my nature has nothing to do with our kids. It's not gene-related. It's nature, that's all. But till today, that thing got me. This might be the same thing going on in some other ladies' minds, hence their actions towards me. So could you please tell them that we can give birth to healthy kids even when we are not like them? Sorry, I had to pull myself together because of how heartfelt that story really is. People are going through a lot. You don't even know. you don't even know what people are going through. I mentioned vitiligo earlier. There are people that have skin decolorations, they have white patches on their skin, and it could happen to anyone, whether it's an albino or a dark-skinned person. Anyone can actually have vitiligo. People living with sickle cell anemia, people living with a lot of other conditions like this that are beyond their control, they are going through a lot. And what you're doing by your actions, or not doing by your inactions, by not getting this message to who needs to hear it, is part of their stigma story, one way or the other. So I'd like to talk a bit about phocomelia. Phocomelia is a rare congenital deformity in which the limbs are underdeveloped or absent, majorly due to the side effect of the drug thalidomide taken during pregnancy. It's also called amelia or the thalidomide syndrome. However, even in genetic-related cases of phocomelia, both parents need to have abnormal chromosome 8 for their children to actually have it. So if you're a normal person, I'm not saying those people are abnormal, they're just malformed. You don't need to have any doubts or fears. Most times, you know, when the good book said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," that's the truth. It doesn't mean that the knowledge is not there at their disposal, but they perish because they refuse to embrace this knowledge. There's so much information out there, but you do not do your research, and you just make decisions based on the myopic knowledge that you have. All wrong now. It's not right. It's not right. Thalidomide is a drug that was taken for morning sickness and nausea. However, it has been discovered that it has side effects. It was actually approved as safe, but it has been discovered that it has side effects, especially when taken during early pregnancy. And one of the major side effects is phocomelia, that is malformed limbs, or it could also affect the eye, the nose, or other body parts that might not be properly formed. So please, my people, stop the stigma today. Be a part of the solution, don't be part of the problem. Please, as much as possible, I don't even have so many words to say aside from please stop the stigma. Please stop the stigma. So many of us are uneducated today because of the kind of government that we have. Get your PVC and support a government that would drive better education in our society. Alright, so we are dedicating this episode to Favour Ofili. She was my classmate in secondary school. She was an albino, very tall, beautiful albino. So Favour, this episode is dedicated to you. We've been out of touch since you left secondary school, but I'd like to know that I've never forgotten about you and you're still on my mind. So till next time, we hope this episode has been very insightful and educative. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Don't forget to like this episode, share it, download it, and subscribe to every channel that you possibly can. Turn on your notification bells too. Bye. Want to share your thoughts?
Well, you can do that right here on Anchor. You can send us an audio message. You can reach out to us on Instagram. We are on Instagram with the name Heartfelt Doses. You can reach out to us via email. It's heartfeltdoses@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to us via the mobile number +234 81 37 21 55 27. +234 81 37 21 55 27. It's Heartfelt Doses. To find your nutrition.